This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I think you'll be very impressed. These are very talented people, brilliant people, and I think you're going to really love it, like Justice Gorsuch. We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
Talking about his nominees for Supreme Court Justice, there is a vacancy, I know you've heard of it, as Kennedy will bounce out who comes in and ultimately gets the grilling on the hill and maybe gets confirmed. Kate Delaney on this fireworks kind of day as we go through the holiday here on America Tonight. Joining us at the top is Justin Duckham from Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. Justin, you heard what Trump said there, some beautiful people, fabulous people. Who are the fabulous, beautiful people that may be picked? We lost Justin. He fell off. I think he got caught by a firework. So we'll get him back, hopefully, and then we'll ask him about the situation with the Supreme Court Justice list, because we know that there was a list that was being put together. In fact, we talked to Bob Ney about that, as who were the usual suspects or people that would be on that list. So, Justin, who are the beautiful people that are on the list that Trump is referring to for Supreme Court candidates? He interviewed four more. Who does it look like, do you think?
Well, right now it's still too soon to say who exactly this could be, but we do know that he is choosing from a list of 25 people who were previously vetted and basically chosen from the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society, two organizations that are both, conservative think tanks in their own respect and have basically been eyeing who exactly they would like to serve on the Supreme Court if a conservative president got that chance for quite a few years. So we do know that he has spoken to about 7 or 8 people right now. Yesterday he spoke to Mike Lee via telephone, and the others he has met with apparently face-to-face. We know that he has had 3 more today, but in terms of who exactly it is, the White House has been very coy, not confirming any of the reports over who exactly he has stopped by. And also basically saying that we are not going to have the full-fledged announcement until Monday, July 9th, and also confirming that the president is on track to meet that deadline. So it's anybody's guess right now, and considering that this is a president who enjoys the drama behind this and is known to make snap decisions or change his mind based on what he feels at the moment, this could be pretty interesting.
No kidding. Also interesting is the Senate Intelligence Committee announces that it strongly backs the findings by intelligence agencies that, guess what? Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a campaign to interfere with our election in 2016, and ultimately the goal was to help Donald Trump win. That had to be the big story in D.C.
D.C. is really focused on the Supreme Court stuff, and you see a lot of these minor stories just kind of come in, make a quick flash appearance, and then disappear. But with this one in particular, we do have the president set to meet with Vladimir Putin a little bit later this month when he is in Europe. I believe July 16th is the date that is set for that. The big question is whether or not they're going to be discussing election interference. The White House has signaled that, yes, that is going to be brought to the table. But so far, we haven't gotten any firm confirmation from the president or any public assurances straightforwardly that this is what they're going to be speaking about, basically saying that they don't want to get ahead of the agenda beforehand. We know that the president has apparently been telling people behind the scenes that he is looking forward to meeting with Putin solo, hoping that it could just be sort of a private bilateral meeting, much like he initially had with Kim Jong-un when the two of them just met with translators. But considering everything that's been on the table when it comes to interference, when it comes to some of the big geopolitical issues of the day, when it comes to Russia, when it comes to Crimea, when it comes to pretty much the interest that they have globally, it's going to be a meeting with a lot on that docket.
Yeah, there certainly is a lot on that docket. I want to go to something that happened in Kentucky, but something that keeps getting talked about as to what the federal government will do, Justin. The gun control debate really exploded once again after the February 14th shooting in that Florida high school where 14 children were killed and three adults. And you know what happened after that, of course. And then there has been a handful of states that have passed some gun-related laws as a result of that, but in D.C., there is no bipartisan legislation that would help prevent more shootings from happening. And on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was in front of a group of citizens and leaders in Danville, Kentucky, his home state, and he was saying it's more of a local issue. He said, I don't think at the federal level there's much that we can do other than appropriate funds. Is there still a push from a lot of different sides to try to come up with some sort of legislation after Obama failed after those shootings in Connecticut?
Well, I mean, there is discussion about it, but there is an understanding that there's not really going to be much done just because, as you mentioned, there is no bipartisan consensus and there is nothing that is really proved able to pass through the Republican-controlled House at this point. In terms of the conversation itself, this has become a big issue, and it likely will continue to do so, particularly with the midterm elections coming up, and a large portion of the activist base who, are going to be relied on to bring in a lot of these, votes. This is something that they are pushing for very heavily. And while this may be the third rail in a lot of instances, the voters have certainly opened up for that, and it's going to be an issue that really can't be ignored. So, not much headway in Washington, D.C. We have the president suggesting certain steps that could be taken, but no legislative fix. We do have the committee that it put forward for examining school violence. It's been headed by Betsy DeVos. That, however, not touching the gun issue. I guess the answer to this is a lot of conversation, but, not conversation that people believe can actually go anywhere.
Yeah, no action. How about this? The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt. It's been interesting what's happened there. Apparently, he directly appealed to the president to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. This happened months and months ago, and let him run the Department of Justice instead. So, is that story just leaking out? Why are we getting this?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because this is not the first time that this has become, part of the public conversation. When the president initially started going after Jeff Sessions and started making it very clear that he was unhappy that he recused himself, we started to see a lot of media reports about how Trump could possibly replace Jeff Sessions with Scott Pruitt. Now that we know that Pruitt was, jockeying for that position behind the scenes, I think that's going to probably give people pause and maybe force people to take a look at the stories as they initially came out and to maybe question why exactly that started swirling around. Pruitt has been rumored to be in that position for quite some time, so not much of a surprise. But
we'll see where it goes. Happy 4th of July, Justin Duckham. Thank you so much. I'll meet everybody on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Boy, there's nothing like it, is there? Hear that? Those are the Special America Tonight fireworks. We spared no expense. Ted Anderson doesn't realize it, but I think we stole his credit card. And we ran out and got some fireworks. I won't say who the culprit was on the Minnesota side, but fireworks, fireworks. That makes the 4th of July. Who doesn't want to see fireworks? For one, I can tell you my puppy doesn't want to see, or my dog doesn't want to see fireworks, because he freaks out at the noise. But a lot of people enjoy it. I think it's best to see it from the vantage point where you can see how pretty it is in the sky. Some people like to get close to it because then they have things that happen on the ground. But I personally like where you're someplace with a great vantage point. You know, all over the country they have fireworks. And they have fireworks that go all weekend long, not just on the 4th of July. And I think I've talked about this before, but where are the best, biggest, the best and biggest fireworks in the nation? And as we speak, I'm using my device, my search engine, to see what they say, because I keep getting different answers from people. In fact, I did a little unofficial poll here, the ATN unofficial poll. It means under the wire. And I found that so many people say New York, New York, New York, because it's a big city, so they think of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks. And you know what? It is a big deal. It's all over the tube, and you've got the armed forces, and you've got the glee clubs and the West Point Band, and you've got, this year you have Kelly Clarkson singing God Bless America, and they always bring in huge celebrities, and they've been doing this since the 70s. I've actually been to a few of them when I was a kid, when they started it. So they do this 25 minutes where they say it's 25% larger every year. It gets larger, and it, effectively, there's more than 3,000 shells and effects per minute launched from 7 barges that are positioned between 23rd and 42nd Streets in Midtown on the East River. So people try to position themselves so that they can see that, so they can see the neon pinwheels and the water fountains and the horsetails and the ghosting fans and the blooming ring chases. You knew there were names for these fireworks. I am certain of that. This is a very smart audience. And then they have different classical music compositions that are played, like New York, New York, of course. They play Mambo and America from West Side Story, and I mentioned Kelly Clarkson, God Bless America. She's going to sing that. They salute the armed forces. So, of course, yada yada. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. So my unofficial poll, a lot of New Yorkers said that because that's what they're used to. But Condé Nast mentions New York, absolutely, that, you know, it's one of the great places to see it, because you go along the FDR Drive and it's cool. But you know where else they say is a great place to see fireworks? Atlantic City, not far from where I grew up. They've got a 20-minute display, and it's packed. You got about 250,000 people that see it. They watch from the boardwalk or the beach or the Steel Pier, one of the casinos. And so it's kind of cool to have that vantage point from the boardwalk or the beach. Nashville goes big when it comes to 4th of July. The Nashville Symphony plays. They draw a lot of people in. The same thing, they've got a riverfront park, and you got a large crowd. And I'll tell you the one I really like, and Condé Nast lists this too. They list the National Mall Independence Day celebration, where to watch the fireworks burst out in front of the Washington Monument, there's something about it. And that shows about 18 minutes. And they say the best place to really get a seat, and of course it gets jammed, but is on the steps of the Lincoln or Jefferson Memorials. And I think it's worth that trip to D.C. to watch it. Another place that is listed in Condé Nast would be where our studio is located in the Dallas area. It's called Kaboom Town. It's Addison. And they've got a 30-minute long display. They use 5,000 pounds of fireworks, and they put on an air show, and there's aerobatics and pyrotechnics and all the things you can imagine. They do a live broadcast, and Addison is the home to the most restaurants per capita of any town in the United States of America. 200. And, you know, it's a small city, actually. Only 15,000 permanent residents. But you get, you know, 500,000 that come to watch the fireworks, and that's a huge number. A huge, huge number. So, of course, in big cities, they're listing the same thing. That's where you're going to see those fabulous fireworks. Wherever you go to see fireworks, I hope you get to see them. And I personally like the pinwheels. I like it when it's that sort of slow explosion across the sky. And I like to be somewhere where I have the vantage point of seeing them on high. One time I was on a roof in Dallas a long time ago, and I got to see all the various fireworks that were going off. It was really kind of cool, because you realize, boy, there's a lot of shows happening here. And then another time I saw the Atlantic City fireworks from a boat. So we were out in the ocean, and we got to look back at that, and that was a pretty neat vantage point too. But wherever you go, enjoy the fireworks, and if you can't get out and can't see them personally, flip on the tube, because you got New York, Washington, and probably the local fireworks that are going off as well. Very sad. The baked beans dog, who reminds me so much of my Mahalo that you hear talked about with Kate's kibble, but, you know, the dog food that I'm repping. Duke, the dog from Bush's baked beans commercial, died after a bout with cancer. So, you know, this dog was in those ads with the Bush family recipe. And according to family friends, they had no choice but to euthanize Sam, the dog, because Sam was actually the dog in the commercials. They, you know, he had an aggressive form of cancer, and that's, you know, their hearts are broken, they say. And Sam was one of several dogs over the years to portray Duke, and it was, you know, the face of the Bush brand for 20 years. For 20 years. And they worked closely with a bunch of dogs who portrayed Duke, including Sam. And he hasn't worked in years, I guess. But he was really the one that stuck with a lot of people. And just a beautiful golden retriever who had a very red, red coat. So sad news about the baked beans dog. And, yeah. See, Mahalo feels bad,
too. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. Roll that beautiful bean footage is the best. That saying's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So hats off to Sam and anybody else who portrays the dog in that commercial, because it really does stick with you. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Speaking of footage, so on the eve of Independence Day, in fact, we're into Independence Day in some places, and we've got these cities that are already rolling out fireworks or gearing up for fireworks. The 4th of July is so significant in, you know, for so many reasons, including you have former presidents John Adams and Tom Jefferson that died on the same day. Lou Gehrig's Farewell to Baseball was on July 4th. The famous playwright Neil Simon was born on July 4th. So an interesting day in history. And of course, America's Declaration of Independence. And as somebody who grew up just right outside of Philadelphia, I can't emphasize enough, if you have a chance to go see the Constitution Center, oh, go see the Constitution Center. It's really something. And go see where the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. You'll get goosebumps. I promise you will. Coming up, mailbag. Lots of emails. And we're going to dive into it next here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The effort to rescue the last 8 boys and their soccer coach from a cave complex in Thailand is expected to resume soon after the divers get some rest. So far, 4 boys were successfully guided through the flooded caves. It's a difficult and risky journey. The BBC's Sophie Long is outside the cave opening.
In the last few minutes, we've seen about 20 or 30 Thai military people coming out. They were in their uniforms, but wearing hard hats and lights, so they'd obviously been working inside the cave. The operation in earnest, that was suspended at 9 p.m. local last night, and we're told it should get underway soon, largely so they could refill air tanks and so that divers could rest.
Authorities are saying it could take as much as 3 or 4 days to complete the rescue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Wow, let's dig in the mailbag. There is tons of emails in the mailbag this time around. So some of you aren't all of you aren't on vacation, I should say. It seems like everyone I know has headed for the hills, and good for them if they have the time off. Coming up, we're going to do Invade the Man Cave, and I invite all of you to listen to me on NBC Sports Radio tomorrow, because I'll be doing a sports talk show earlier in the day. Earlier in the day, and we have the day off from America tonight coming up with the best of. I recorded some awesome material that you'll be able to hear in this next day. Let's jump to the mail, and here's what the mail has in store for us this time around. This one is from Timothy, who says, Kate, I know you've been talking about that Capital Gazette nutball, that Ramos character who killed those innocent. No matter what thinks of the media, I think it's disgraceful that anyone would go on a talk show and rip any of the people. He obviously had a screw loose, and unfortunately, innocent people paid the price, and he could care less about anything. He was a cold fish and arrogant you-know-what, and somebody who snuffed out the lives of people who did not deserve it. I think the saddest thing I've ever seen is all those people that came together to go to a candlelight vigil and then go to actually one of the funerals. It was great that they showed up, but it doesn't bring the people back, as you often say on your show. Yeah, this guy was not right. He had a history of harassments and threats and behavior, warning signs that he could be violent, I guess, all over the place. And there was thousands of pages of court records and dozens of people who knew or interacted with this Ramos guy, and they built a profile. He was an angry man. He was obsessed with the people he thought wronged him, from a former high school classmate and her lawyer to judges and journalists. So the day at the Capitol Gazette was the day he decided that he was going to kill people, and he had been to 5 mental health professionals for at least 75 visits. So he had done that. I mean, this window into what he did. He tried to have the woman, you know, after a judge sentenced him to counseling or probation for online stalking his former classmate, he tried to have the woman persecuted for perjury and suggested the judge should be disbarred, and then unsuccessfully sued the journalist and the newspaper. And it's, boy, it's just chilling is what it is. It's chilling. And regularly he attacked the Capitol Gazette, the editors, the journalists, you know, it's just terrible. And so much of the threats he centered on that paper. And he regularly posted comments about how he wanted people in the staff to kill themselves in the hopes that the paper would shut down. And he kept saying, hashtag Cap Death Watch. And then he acted on it. And you can't bring him back. It's so true. It's the truth. But, you know, it reminds me of that French attack on Charlie Hebdo and what happened there. And Ramos even posted about that attack a lot. So he was a classic loner. He was angry, obsessive, and he was like at war. He had this weird war going on. And even though we take cyber stalking seriously, maybe not serious enough. And they certainly didn't take this guy serious enough, because he had all the elements that we keep talking about. What are the red flags? How do you find the red flags? And how would we know that Gerald Ramos would do this? Well, all you had to do was dig a little bit deeper. And he had been to mental health professionals, and it didn't matter. We move from that to Thailand. A lot of people sending me notes about Thailand. Jessica says, I love that you made those rescuers the heroes of the day with the daily salute. I'm glad you're bringing that back, Kate. That cave rescue is daring. It's frightening for the people on all sides of this, but finding those boys and that scoutmaster is a very cool thing, especially after they disappeared and we all thought they were dead. Well, yeah, I talked about that. It was the soccer team, and they were way back in this cave. And the obstacles, though, is they've got to get scuba gear, and they've got to get in the water and do the regulator thing. And, I mean, it's not easy. So they're not diving to go diving. It's life or death. So this is a big deal. Cave diving is risky, hard, and it's serious. And this is rainy season. But this will save their lives. And they found them. And it's a small space, so they can't drill wider openings to extract them. They just can't. They're going to have to go through some tunnels that are underwater. And the children could be pushed or pulled with ropes. I mean, that's what's going to have to happen here. Once they're all out, that will be phenomenal. And you've got a U.S. Air Force captain there, and you've got a contingent of Americans and that are helping. There's a lot of people that are helping. I think it is the feel-good story. This one comes to us from Matt, who says, wow, Kate, shocking that the king, LeBron James, decided not to go back to Cleveland. Part of me thinks it's unbelievable, but another part of me says, well, he wants to win a championship being with Los Angeles. He already has a house there, so easy peasy to jump on in. Yeah, his house is something. It's one of those giant celebrity houses, $23 million home, and an elevator, a three-story mansion. It stretches from downtown Los Angeles to the Pacific Ocean, a cigar lounge, a wine cellar. I mean, this is what happens when you got the do-re-mi, when you're a basketball player of the status of LeBron James. So he already had the crib. Easy peasy. Just step on in. And that's exactly what they'll do. And it's about the Showtime thing. You're in L.A. Why would you stay in Cleveland if you didn't feel like you were going to, you know, if you didn't feel like you were going to win another championship with them? It doesn't really make much sense. And I guess he felt the same way. So that's the boss. That's what matters. He signs a four-year, $154 million deal. Did that a couple of days ago. Showtime has returned. Wonder if he'll host many parties. Four upper-level bedrooms with a luxurious master suite, dual bathrooms, views to the ocean, day-lit lower level has a theater. I mentioned the cigar room, auto gallery, anything a man could want. Barbecue, beer taps. It's like the ultimate man cave. Right? It's the ultimate man cave. So, yes, I'm not surprised because the Lakers are Showtime. They gave him the money. He's going to make more money because he's in L.A. And if you have bopped already to Miami and you did the Cleveland thing, so you went back home, now you're moving to the next possibility, stopping the Warriors in the West before they even get to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Here's one from The Tiff, I like that, The Tiff. And The Tiff says, Katie Kate, I know you keep up on all things media and gossip in Hollywood, etc. So I wonder, did you realize that the Canadian composer David Foster got engaged to Catherine McPhee? A little bit of an age difference there, but I guess love is blind and it doesn't matter. I think in that kind of life, it doesn't matter, I guess. He's 68, and the singer-actress is 34, and they were vacationing in Europe. So he gave her a ring. And the ring, a pretty big ring. And that's it. So a screenshot of the ring to some people, and they met, they started dating last year. Their most recent in public appearance was at the Met Gala in May. They walked the red carpet together. They attended a couple of other of those kinds of things. McPhee was married to actor Nick Kokas from 2008 to 2016. So her new squeeze of the last year, David Foster, is becoming now her husband. Interesting. Not interesting because I think people kind of predicted it because they were together a lot, but life is different, right? Life is different in Hollywood. It's a big age gap, but there are age gaps like that that you'll see. And so that's just one of them. And it's the traditional way, I guess, if you want to put it that way. One more quick one, because this happens to be a Hollywood one, too. This one is from Jessica, who says, Top Gun, the sequel? Tell me it's true, Kate. Are they making a sequel? Yes. It's going to be in theaters on July 12th. How about that? I don't know if it's going to be any good or not. Maybe. Could be. Perhaps. Man Cave next.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Man cave, not quite LeBron James nice. You know, we don't have these views of the Pacific Ocean, but it is pretty nice. And LeBron James is featured heavily in the man cave because everybody's talking about it. Even though it's been a couple of days, it's still kind of sinking in that this, wow, was swift and poof, there he goes. And the market is definitely open. The NBA free agency is tumbling in all over the place. And you got trade talks underway for Kawhi Leonard, who is a superstar who played for the Spurs, but there were some problems with him. A trade for Kawhi is what the Lakers hope will happen. And so they can add them to their roster, and you'd have Kawhi and LeBron James there. But DeMarcus Cousins was somebody they were looking at, and he signed with the Golden State Warriors. So there's been a lot of interesting movement. Paul George stayed with Oklahoma City. Some people thought he was going to bounce out of there, but they kept him through a big party. Russell Westbrook said, we still have unfinished business, and, you know, that was it. So it's anybody's guess as to some of what can happen on an open market. market, what somebody's offered. And, of course, the ultimate is winning a championship in any of the sports we would talk about. That's what we argue, right? How many rings does that guy have? And you think of, like, the NFL, the great Dan Marino. What a passer he was. He practically right out of the gate, he played San Francisco in his first Super Bowl, and they didn't win. And I remember people saying, oh, Marino's so good, and he'll be back, and he'll win some. No, he never won any. Same thing with Jim Kelly. Those great Buffalo teams. Oh, so close. Scott Norwood and the Miss, the goat of the Super Bowl. But it doesn't matter. Went to four Super Bowls, was a prolific passer, Hall of Famer, amazing, goes down in history as a great quarterback, but doesn't win a Super Bowl. They all want to win Super Bowls. All want to win. Julian Edelman apparently doesn't want to win Super Bowls anymore because he keeps getting in trouble. So the wide receiver for the Patriots' appeal was denied on Tuesday. He's got a 4-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs, so that holds up. And during the course of the investigation, the NFL apparently made some mistakes in the way the test results were handled. So he argued that the mishandling of the evidence was one of the reasons he should have been exonerated, but that did not happen. He could end up pursuing an appeal of his case in federal court. I don't know. He missed the whole 2017 season after tearing his right ACL in the preseason. So this suspension means he misses 4 games. That's a big deal. He's not even in a uniform playing until October 4th against Indianapolis. Ooh. So that's a big loss for the Patriots again, but they dealt with it last time around. Here's a huge story. Imagine this. Picture this, if you will. Guys, you're good enough to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, that's a fantasy in itself, because second to winning a Super Bowl is getting into the Hall of Fame, and maybe on the same footing. Now, I'm going to say Super Bowl first, and then Hall of Fame. Terrell Owens, who was a guest on my show, announced on his Twitter account that he's going to make his Pro Football Hall of Fame induction speech at his alma mater instead, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, on August 4th. He previously announced he's not going to go to the Hall of Fame enshrinement in Canton, Ohio. He said, after giving it a lot of thought, I decided just how much I want to celebrate. It'll be the best weekend of my life at a place that means so much to me. So that's what I'm going to do. He's going to give a speech on the campus at McKenzie Arena. It's going to start at 3:17. The Hall of Fame ceremony in Canton starts at 7 p.m. And he said he's honored to share that with all of those people. He'd been a finalist for the past 3 years. Owens had been a hot-button candidate after offering a lot of public criticism of the Board of Selectors when he wasn't chosen for the Hall in 16 or 17. So this time he makes it, and then he rips them and decides he's not going to go, which was a surprise. He said it was bittersweet when he talked to me. He said it was bittersweet that he got in, so he wasn't happy. He definitely marches to the beat of his own drummer, and that's exactly what he did. He just did what he wanted to do, and that was it. And so that's what happened there. So T.O. going to Chattanooga instead. Wow. Major League Baseball, they're almost at their all-star break. So who are the all-stars? Well, that becomes the big deal. Because you want to see, if you are a baseball fan, you want to see your players voted in. And an all-star voting update, if I give you one, and I'm going to because we're in the man cave and it's all about numbers. If we look at votes for catcher, Wilson Ramos from the Rays gets the most, over a million. Gary Sanchez from the Yankees would be second to that. If we look at first base, Jose Abreu from the White Sox would nail that as far as votes. Jose Altuve, the second baseman from the Astros, is blowing everyone away. He's got the most votes, period, of anybody getting voted in for any spot all-star-wise. How about that? He's a fun player to watch. Oh, that attitude on him is so great. And second to him, Mookie Betts for the Red Sox in the outfield. And then J.D. Martinez for designated hitter. He's got over 2 million votes. It's pretty interesting. Of all the National League, American League, though, it's him. Brandon Crawford from the Giants got over 2 million for shortstop. It's interesting. In the National League, Buster Posey for the Giants, by the way, would get it. Wilson Contreras for the Cubs, second to him. J.D. Martinez, I mentioned before, is designated hitter. And you don't have that, of course, at the National League. Nick Markakis from the Braves gets the most votes in the outfield. But there's a bunch of outfielders. Bryce Harper would go from Washington. Matt Kemp from the Dodgers. So I don't know, the All-Star game voting is pretty interesting. Because it used to be when I was a kid, you were punching holes and you were trying to fill, they had those boxes, and I remember doing it, I remember how excited I was. Stuff the ballot box, everybody was punching them, and I grew up a Phillies fan, so that's what we were trying to do. Get the Phillies in there, as many of the Phillies as we can get in. Let's get them in. World Cup would be featured in any man cave, even if it's just in passing because you're not a soccer fan. Who could predict what we've seen so far in the World Cup? What we saw on Tuesday was interesting because Colombia and England actually tied, and we went to the... ended in the tie, so then we went to the penalty kick phase, and England won 4-3. They got the monkey off their back because they usually struggle in a World Cup shootout. So they won one for once, and the celebrations in London were crazy. Crazy, man. And Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0, so they move on, and a lot of celebration for England, a lot of heartbreak for Colombia because, boy, they came so close. I mean, so close. But close doesn't count. And the curse is broken for the Brits. So they look at their bracket and they have to be, I don't know, they have to be pretty happy because now they move on to the next side of it. And that's Sweden and England will play. You've got Russia and Croatia playing. Brazil and Belgium will play. And Uruguay and France will play. Not the Germans, not the Argentinians, not Portugal. The way this has turned out, who could have predicted that? Even somebody steeped in soccer knowledge wouldn't have been able to predict that, is my prediction anyway. Music means that I gotta step away. Thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America Tonight. Catch me up with a question at americatonightradio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.